Let's take a look at high school sports. Lots of it last night. Important stuff. The Atlantic boys doubles tennis team of Grant Podaisky and Cooper McDermott won the district title at Kemper Catholic last night. That duo qualifies for the state tournament at Burns Park in Waterloo, May 26th and 27th. Also in doubles play, Luke Hohenberger and Niall Peterson were knocked out in the first round. In singles play, Caleb Florey and Caleb Williams each won a match before losing in the second round. As a team, the Trojans had 16 points and qualified for a preliminary sub-state match at Ballard on Saturday, May 13th at 10 a.m. Kemper Catholic won the district title with 18.5 points. Ballard was second with 17. The singles district champion was Tanner Finken of Kemper Catholic. Runner-up was Caleb Hammerlink of Ballard. The doubles runners-up, Mark Moser and Brody Ecker of Ballard, they all advance as well. Also yesterday, the Glenwood Rams and Creston Panthers sent some players on to the state tournament with their performances at the 1A district tournament at Red Oak. Alex Checkle was the singles champion, defeating Reed Morris of Clark in the championship match. The Glenwood doubles team of Sam Lauritsen and Adam Confers defeated Creston's Jacob Cook and Jaden Driscoll in the title match. Both those duos will head to the state tourney. All the qualifiers participate in the 1A state meet at Burns Park in Waterloo later this month. Also in the team scoring, Glenwood won the district title with 23 points. With that win, Glenwood earned their way to the sub-state round May 20th. Creston with 15 points and Clark with 12 were second and third. Creston will host Clark in a preliminary sub-state match on Saturday morning. Also last night, the state qualifying meets held in track and field. In Class 3A, District 1 at Denison last night. On the girls' side, it was Denison winning with 176 points. Glenwood with 126. Harlan, 123, were the top three teams. Atlantic had 66 points for sixth place. On the boys' side, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton winning the meet with 178 points. Glenwood with 145 was second. Atlantic third with 110. Atlantic also had qualifiers in five different events from last night's early results. Phoenix Shadden was runner-up in the 3,200 meters. Grant Reed won both the 110 and 400-meter hurdle events last night to qualify. Also, Atlantic was second in the 4x200-meter relay with Grant Reed, Tyler Moen, Zade Nicholson, and Dylan Sontag, the team. And the distance medley relay team also was second. Zade Nicholson, Tyler Moen, Dylan Sontag, and Jackson Eden made up that squad as they all qualify for state. Also in a 1A district meet at Audubon last night, on the girls' side, Logan Magnolia wins the meet with 190.5 points. Coon Rapids, Bayard, and Griswold, Nottoway Valley, and Audubon were the top five teams. Among some of those individual qualifiers locally, Joanna Topham of Griswold qualified in both the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold is a qualifier in the 400-meter hurdles. Also last night, Nottoway Valley's sprint medley relay team qualified for the state meet. Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon also qualified for state in the high jump event last night. On the boys' side, Boyer Valley, the team champ with Griswold. Nottoway Valley, Audubon, and West Monona, the top five teams. Among some of the area boys' qualifiers from that meet, Griswold's A.J. Hartman qualified in the 100-meter hurdles. Also, Nottoway Valley's Shane Braheny qualified in both the 1,600 and 3,200-meter events. Nolan Smith of Audubon qualified in the 110 hurdles. Nottoway Valley's 4x800-meter relay team a qualifier. Griswold qualified in the distance medley relay. Audubon's shuttle hurdle relay team also is a state qualifier. Jaden Jonke of Griswold qualified in the long jump. Joseph Zeiger of Audubon in the discus. And Mitchell Williamson of CAM is a qualifier in the shot put for the state meet. Also in a 1A district meet at Fremont Mills High School last night, it was St. Albert, Fremont Mills, Riverside, Sydney, and East Mills, the top five teams in the race last night. Also among some of the more local qualifiers from last night's meet, Riverside's Lucas Wilbert qualified in the 200 meters. Also, Otis Macheka of Riverside qualified in the 200 meters. That's on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Fremont Mills, Bedford, Sydney, East Mills, and Southwest Valley were the top five teams from that meet last night. Also in a meet, Class 2A at Missouri Valley last evening, on the girls' side, Trainer the winner. Underwood, Shenandoah, OA, BCIG, and Missouri Valley round out the top three. Among the girls' individual qualifiers from close to this area, J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 100-meter hurdles to qualify. Schumann also took the 400-meter hurdles title, as she'll qualify there as well. Those are some of your local qualifiers. Tri-Center also qualified in the 4x400-meter relay with a runner-up finish in last night's meet. On the boys' side, Trainer, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, East Sac County, and Underwood, the top five teams. Among some of the local qualifiers, Gage Clay won the 100-meter dash to qualify there. He also won the 200-meter dash and qualified for state in that event. Marcus Mum of Tri-Center, the runner-up in the 200, he'll qualify. Also qualifying locally last night, AHSTW's AJC. He was runner-up in the discus to advance. IKM Manning's Jared Johnson will participate in the high jump at state as a state qualifier. Also in some of the relays, AHSTW qualified in the 4x1 and the 4x2. Tri-Center qualified their sprint medley relay team last night as well. Just a few of those local qualifiers. Also in high school action last night, the Atlantic girls golf team added another victory to their cap Thursday as they picked up a win at the Southeast Polk Tournament at Copper Creek. The Trojan, the girls shot a 322 for the win, which is the lowest 18-hole team score that Atlantic has shot since head coach Kathy Hobson took over the program in 2007. Brooke Newell was runner-up individually, shooting a 73. Marshalltown was second in the team standings. They had a 360. Other Atlantic scores include McKenna Denbesty placing third with an 82. Alyssa Ginther was fifth overall with an 83. Bailey Newell placed sixth with an 84. Sarah Fixmer shot 93. Mary Hayes shot a 102 in that meet yesterday. Also in high school activities yesterday in boys soccer, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic in overtime, 2-1. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic, 4-0. Sioux City East beat Abraham Lincoln, 2-1. Sioux City North over Thomas Jefferson, 4-1. Girls soccer, Glenwood beat Creston, 4-1. In girls golf, it was Denison over Lewis Central, 201-246. In girls tennis, Denison beat Lewis Central 7-2. Also, girls regional soccer pairings were announced yesterday. Among some of those early pairings in Class 1A, Creston will play at AHSTW and Riverside at Trainer in Region 1 first-round play. In Region 2, it'll be Grandview Christian at Des Moines Christian, Kemper Catholic at Harlan, Underwood at Missouri Valley. Also in Class 2A first-round play, Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Glenwood, Sioux City West at Abraham Lincoln in Region 1. And in Region 3, Atlantic will open up at Denison, while Carroll will play at Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center in first-round action. In Major League Baseball, the ERA leader, Jason Vargas, went seven more scoreless innings. Salvador Perez had a two-run double during a five-run eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-0 Thursday. Vargas scattered three hits and dropped his ERA from 1.19 to 1.01. Jorge Bonifacio hit an RBI single off Diego Moreno in the decisive eighth before Whit Merrifield had a run-scoring single and then circled the bases when center fielder Kevin Kiermaier misplayed the hit for a three-base error. Merrifield also homered for the Royals, who won 3 out of 4 against the Rays. Elsewhere in the American League, Houston beat the Yankees 3-2. Toronto down Seattle 7-2. Minnesota beat the White Sox 7-6. Detroit 7-1 over the Angels. Interleague play saw Boston beat Milwaukee 4-1. Texas over San Diego 5-2. Baltimore at Washington was rained out. In the National League, Colorado over the LA Dodgers 10-7. Arizona beat Pittsburgh 2-1. Cincinnati over San Francisco 3-2. In Pacific Coast League play, Salt Lake beat Iowa 6-5. Omaha downed Las Vegas 5-1. It'll be the San Antonio Spurs taking on the Golden State Warriors in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. LaMarcus Aldridge had team highs of 34 points and 12 rebounds as the Spurs ripped the Rockets 114-75 in Houston to win the conference semifinal series in six games. The Western Conference Finals will begin Sunday in Oakland. And missing iPads, unnecessary travel, improper credit card purchases. A recent audit of the Iowa Athletics Department warns that administrators failed to adequately monitor information technology purchases, allowing wasteful spending and creating a major risk for equipment theft. The department's IT director, Patrick Dellen, left his job in February as auditors were nearing the conclusion of an inquiry that was sharply critical of his practices. That audit comes at a difficult time for athletic director Gary Barta, who's facing criticism following last week's jury award of $1.4 million in damages to his former top aide, Jane Meyer. At trial, the university argued that Deputy Athletic Director Gene Taylor was paid $70,000 more than Meyer because his job included overseeing IT. Taylor is now at Kansas State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.